Lawyers for former Yugoslav President Slobodan Milosevic promised to fight his extradition to The Hague. A government decree approved over the weekend requires cooperation with the International War Crimes Tribunal. The lawyers have labeled it legal piracy. Yugoslav officials predict that Milosevic will be sent to The Hague to face war crimes charges following a 3-week appeal process. 15 other Serbs who face similar charges also could be extradited. NPR's Guy Raz is in Belgrade, the Yugoslav capital. Tell me more about this decree.
Well, the decision was made at the ministerial level. 16 cabinet ministers can pass a decree if a majority supports it. 8 out of the 16 boycotted the vote, and they said it was unconstitutional. What it basically means is the government can now officially extradite Milosevic. And it also clears the way for Hague investigators from the International War Crimes Tribunal to continue with their evidence-gathering work in Yugoslavia without hindrance.
Why didn't this matter go before the Yugoslav parliament?
Well, the parliamentary votes just weren't there to pass the measure. The ruling coalition, the DAS, includes a group of Montenegrin politicians. They're a junior partner in the coalition, and they oppose cooperation with the Hague Tribunal because they see it as biased against Yugoslav citizens. And, of course, also they were once allied with Milosevic. It's important to know that there is consensus on the idea to try Milosevic throughout Yugoslavia, but the location of that trial is what's contentious.
And those Yugoslavs opposed to cooperation with the War Crimes Tribunal, what do they think of it?
Well, firstly, Milosevic's lawyer, Toma Fila, he said he'll file a suit challenging the decree as unconstitutional. The Yugoslav Socialists, who were formerly led by Milosevic, will also file an injunction to reverse the cabinet's decision. And finally, the Montenegrins are threatening to leave the ruling DAS coalition in parliament. If that happens, that could mean the eventual separation of Montenegro from Yugoslavia.
Is the extradition of Milosevic to The Hague a foregone conclusion?
Well, an extradition order can come as early as today, but once that order is handed down, Milosevic can appeal it twice, first to a lower court, and then if that's rejected, he can appeal it to the Supreme Court. If the second appeal is rejected, he has no other recourse, because under the Yugoslav law, an appeal process must take a minimum of 10 days and a maximum of 23 days. So the moment any extradition order is handed down, Milosevic, if those appeals are denied, will be in the Netherlands within a month.
Will his extradition satisfy the countries giving aid to Yugoslavia?
Well, Britain hailed the decision yesterday. Foreign Minister Jack Straw welcomed it, but prosecutors from the International Hague Tribunal Office are still a bit skeptical for two reasons. First, the decision allows indicted suspects here to appeal their extradition, so that, of course, will slow down the process of sending them off to The Hague. And secondly, it doesn't provide any specific time frame. As you mentioned in your question, the most important clock that the government is working against is July 29th. That's the day when European countries and the United States are scheduled to meet in Brussels at a donors conference where they have pledged to give the government here $1 billion in aid. Now, the U.S. says it won't attend the meeting unless there's sufficient evidence to show that the government here is cooperating with the Hague Tribunal. And the same goes for the European countries.
NPR's Guy Raz in Belgrade.